So welcome along to A Story to Tell with me, Richard Bovis. This is mainly taken from my radio bar show every Thursday morning from 10 until 12. If you do like it, don't forget to subscribe, share it to others, and let everyone know all about Radio Bath. Hope you enjoy it. Believe it or not, they're a local band. Quite weird to think, isn't it? Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World. It's me, Richard Boveson, here until midday today. On A Story to Tell, I've got Jace. Good morning, Jace.
Good morning, Richard. How are you?
I'm very, very well. It's lovely to see you on Zoom again. Live and everything, which is all good. So for those that didn't listen last time, he is a poet and I've written down here, Boy Does He Know It. Which is like the weirdest thing ever, but there we go. You've also got some really exciting news to tell us about. We're going to come to that a little bit later. Yes. But for those that didn't listen to you before, we're going to find out who you are very quickly. So who are you, Jace?
Okay, yeah, I'm Jace Delaney. I live in Trowbridge, so I'm nice and local, and I am a poet who has now published a few books and is getting a bit of attention from it, and hence me being here.
Yeah. So last time you were on, we read a few poems out and they were all, yeah. I remember them being very, very emotional.
Yeah.
That's what I remember because I had to read them out and I started crying.
Yeah. I am what you would say is an emotional sort of poet. A lot of my poetry deals with love, life, loss, mental health, just the normal things really. But if you word them in certain ways, they tend to hit some feelings and that's what I aim to do.
So what is the name of your books then? If anybody wanted to get them from all good booksellers and bad ones, of course.
Okay, the Liquid Emotions is one. From Darkness to Light is one. Poetic Heart, Broken Mind is one. They're all poetry books, and I've also written a sort of adult musings of Jace's wisdoms, and that's called Jace Book. Nice and original title there.
Jace's wisdoms. Get
them from Amazon, or I've got a website, jasondelaneypoetry.com. Nice and easy. Everything's on there.
There you go. So if you want to support a local poet, then do buy these books. That would be great. You said Jace's wisdoms then.
Yes.
What do you mean by that? Are you wise? Well,
when I started using Facebook, and I'm about 10 years behind the world, which was about 10 years ago, whatever it was that I did, I used to start doing Jace's wisdoms, just silly little quotes for the day or funny things, and that sort of caught on. People used to like it. I could be having a rant that day. I could just be being motivational. That sort of caught on, and over the 10 years I've accumulated them. I just chucked them all in a book, but I must say they're very adult. They're 18 and over.
Okay. We shan't say any of them here that are non-polite then.
No, because you might tell me off and you might get sacked, but no, not that. But they are, I would like to say they're quite funny. There's some poems in there as well, but it's worth having a look, but keep away from children.
Keep them away. Okay, we will keep them away from children. And what made you get into poetry in the first place then?
Oh, it was a family thing, really. I lost my granddad a few years ago now, and after we took him out into the hearse with the undertakers and that, I just went home and I wrote a poem called Irish Hero, which is about my granddad. I just sat 3 o'clock in the morning, went home, just wrote it, and I read it at his funeral and everyone liked it, and that kind of sparked me off. I started writing poetry for different people, asking them to donate to charity at Dorothy House, and I would write him a poem. And it sort of went from there. People started to hear about it, they liked it, and they'd ask me to write him a poem for birthdays, you know, Valentine's Day, funerals, anything really. And it went on from there, really.
And then all of a sudden, you're now a published poet.
Published four times, yeah.
Yeah.
And one of my poems I read on BBC radio recently.
Did you? Which radio station was that then?
There was a few of them. It was BBC Wiltshire Radio, Somerset, Gloucester and Bristol.
Lovely.
And one of the poems I read on there, I'll read later on.
Yes, yeah, so you're going to come back for a second section and you're going to read some poetry to us as well, aren't you? So,
yeah,
looking forward to that. Fantastic. Looking forward to that very much. Now, when you came on last time, we spoke about the fact that I do write some poetry as well, nowhere near to the standard that you are. I also write song lyrics and write songs and that type of stuff. And you very kindly sent me over some song lyrics for me to try and play around with. And I did start doing it. And then life's taken over. And I haven't quite got anywhere yet. But I have got some bits and pieces that go along with the song. And it still sits on my desk. Just sits to my right-hand side going, you need to get on with that.
And work in progress, mate. That's what it is.
It is definitely a work in progress. As I often say to my dance students, it's under development. But no, thank you for that. And hopefully one day there will be a song out there, words by Jace Delaney, music by Richard Beauvoisin.
And I could sing it together, mate. Make it. We'll do a duet.
Do you sing as well?
It's been known.
Oh, has it? Okay. Yeah. Well, absolutely, because my singing voice, somebody very kindly the other day said I was similar to Paul Weller. I think might be Paul Weller in a bath underwater, struggling to breathe. It was a nice enough compliment, which I quite liked. We obviously gave you a big break here on Radio Bath. You know, we claim everything, you know, every success you ever have now is always down to you being on my show, which is lovely. But you now even have a PR agency. How did that come about?
Ah, madness, isn't it? A couple of my poems, it was after your show, actually, did go sort of viral. And on Instagram, like, I've got loads of followers on there now, and it's purely because a few of my poems went viral, I think, in that respect. And what else was it? The BBC poetry reading, obviously that's had a hand in it as well.
Yeah.
A lot of people have been looking at my poetry on Instagram, and I guess this agency saw one of my poems and just said if I wanted to be represented, would they do it? And I said, okay then. I haven't really used them yet, or they haven't really used me yet, because it's really like last week.
Right.
But that's cool.
It's exciting stuff. Nowhere. Yeah, it's kind of, the poet from Trowbridge is all of a sudden taking over the world.
Yeah.
We're going to find other ways in which you're taking over the world. Now, I'll be honest, your posts come up on my Facebook feed quite regularly and Instagram as well. Okay, yeah. I equally went viral the other day, by the way. I don't know if you saw this or not.
I did, mate. That was awesome.
My welly wanging.
Yes, exactly.
1.3 million views that had. Which
you
is,
can wang a welly, sir.
I can wang a welly. Do you know what the worst thing is? We're going back to that event next year, and the pressure I am now feeling to be a good welly wanger is unbelievable. I might even get my wellies and practice before we go.
Yeah, well, that was amazing. I have to admit, that went far. That was like the whole length of a sports hall, wasn't it? Literally.
It was the whole length of the sports hall. The worst thing is I came second. I didn't even win.
Oh, Christ.
So there was a chap that was about 6'4", slightly bigger build than I was, and he had the same technique, but his welly actually went halfway up the end wall. I reckon it would have gone for another 20 metres or so.
Right. Well,
so he was brilliant. But you've but you come up a lot on my Facebook feeds, and half of them I thought were jokes. Can I be honest with you? Because I was like, well, he can't be doing all of this, but you're now also a sports ambassador to a company.
Well, yeah, it was a company called a family company called Gabe Sportswear. I'm an ambassador for them now. Yeah, I'm wearing a hat. You can see, but
I can see their hat. Yeah, it's a very nice hat. Do you know, I was thinking about it, literally thinking, I like the hat. So it's Gabe's, is it?
Yeah, it's a family. It's a small family sportswear company that's just sort of been launched over the last 6 months, I believe. So yeah, they've got amazing clothes.
Yeah.
Good for sports and good for going out. And so, yeah, I'm an ambassador for them.
How did you become an ambassador for Gabe's then?
I think I saw something at an advert that they had on, and I think it might have been for the... They've got a logo, as you can see here, mate. It's just like some wings,
so
I think.
For the benefit of the tape, it's a G kind of in a shield with some wings.
Flying. Yeah,
flying.
It
looks
and
really
I
nice.
Liked it, so I messaged them and I said I really liked it, and ended up being an ambassador for them.
Okay. Just like that?
It's just like that, really. They said yes, and I got some clothes, and that's how it began.
I might send them my details as well, because I really like it.
Yeah, they really are smart. Aren't they?
Yeah, no, I really like it at all. So not just sports ambassador, you've now got a PR company. You're also now an influencer on Amazon as well.
Yeah, madness, isn't it? They've given me my own little shop to pick things and let people know about, and hopefully buy it for them, and then they would chuck me in. Have a note or two in my pocket.
So again, how did you become an influencer on Amazon?
I don't remember, mate. It's probably another thing like that. I've clicked on something and ended up saying yes, and off we go. This is what I've been doing, really. I'm off work at the minute because of my legs, as I said to you earlier on. And so I've just been running the world from my bed with a laptop.
Yeah. Yeah, because, again, you publicise this. So it's not a secret to anybody, but you struggle to sleep quite a lot, don't you?
Yeah, I've got a silly name, pain condition in my legs, and I don't sleep a lot. So I'm up, I can go to bed at 8 o'clock and be up at 9. Once my legs wake me up, that's it, I'm not going back to sleep again. And it's sort of being dealt with medication, and I'm waiting for an operation. But I've got a lot of time to use you know, basically I'm a vampire, so I'm just writing poetry all the time, hence the books and hence all this attention, I guess, because I've been prolific.
So you've just been online an enormous amount, and therefore that's given you all of that exposure. And your last bit of exciting news then is Lounges TV. Tell us about that.
Another crazy thing. I got a phone call from a chap called Brandon, who is the head of talent for Lounges TV, which is the latest platform that Simon Cowell's involved with live streaming. So you can go on there. You could be a singer. You could be a fitness person, or you know, you could go on there and cook some stuff. It's all, you could do anything really, whatever you think your talent may be.
Yeah.
And you can sort of sell it at the same time. So if somebody's on there doing a gig for singing, they could charge £5 or whatever, and you could sign in there, pay the £5, and watch the gig. So it's really easy to use. You download an app for Lounges TV, or watch it on your laptop. Really simple to use, because I'm not fantastic with computers myself, but I got into there and set up a profile page. But yeah, on the 30th of April, I've got my first, I don't know what you would call it, gig showcase, where I'm going to be half an hour on a live stream, reading some of my poetry, which about 10 of them are unpublished, and I've chucked in some favourites as well. It does sound like a gig now, don't it? It sounds like an old hand rock star for half an hour. But yeah, so and even more exposure, so I'll be running the world definitely by next week.
Well, next time you come back on Radio Bath, you might even charge us for the privilege. You never know.
Yeah, a bacon sandwich will do.
A bacon sandwich is all good. Well, we're going to have a little break, some music. When you come back, you're going to read some poetry. How many poems you got coming up for us, Jace?
I've got two.
Fabulous.
I can read three. I mean, it's what depends what time you've got.
Let's see how we go. So back with Jace Delaney very shortly.
Well.
Oh, I can see the future coming to you. Cry away the sadness in your eyes. And I can find a faith in days I've wasted. Been around enough to feel alive. And when the world is broken.
Now, most people would never listen to the end of this track, but it has some really weird ending. I'll let you listen to it. It's Pink, Get the Party Started. Just like that. It's like it's starting the song again. Right, we're back part two now with the lovely Jace. Good morning again, Jace. For those that weren't listening, remind everybody who you are.
I am Jace Delaney, and I am a poet from Trowbridge. And I'm going to read you some poetry now.
Fabulous. So what's the first poem you're going to read to us then?
Okay, so the first poem I'm going to read is the poem that I read on the BBC channels. It's called Garden of Souls.
Fabulous. Here on Radio Bath, it's Jace Delaney.
Okay. I've just bought you a flower, a pretty yellow rose. The lady wrapped it lovingly. It's tied with ribbon and bows. You always loved fresh flowers. You liked the floral scent. I don't like the smell of them now. Not since the day you went. It's been 4 months since you left me. It feels like it was more. I sit on the grass in this garden. I've never sat here before. It's a very peaceful garden. In fact, it's beautifully kept. And here I sit all broken. My eyes tell that I've wept. I'm missing you so badly. I've never felt such pain. I'd sit right here forever if I could see you again. The only place I feel calm is when I'm sat here next to you. The only place I feel alive when the rest of me feels blue. I guess I'd better go now to the empty house once ours, where I'll sit alone and wait for dawn. I count away the hours. My body is just a vessel to a soul you tried to save. The only time I feel near you now is when I'm sat here by your grave.
That's beautiful. Yeah. That's absolutely beautiful. Do you know what I'm really loving as well? Is that last time you came on, I read the poems. And I tried to get the phrasing right. But obviously, I was never in your head when you were writing them. Whereas when you're reading them out, the phrasing is just beautiful and exactly how you designed it.
Yeah, I do remember that. I couldn't read my own poetry last time. Especially with Empty Chair. I wrote that one about my nan. Even, I know that this is emotional poetry, and it is emotional when you hear it, but it is when you write it too. It's quite often when I'm writing a poetry, I'll have a tear going down my face.
Yeah. Yeah, no.
Then that's why I do it, because you feel something, makes you feel alive. Even if it's a bit sad like that one, it's thought-provoking, isn't it?
Very much so. I've got a good friend of mine who's currently not very well, and it kind of made me think of them, and hopefully we're going to go and see them, and you know, hopefully things will pan out for the best, but you just never know, do you? And having a poem like that will definitely console and make me feel kind of, make me feel something. What do you hope your listeners, I suppose, or your readers will get out of your poetry?
Just to feel something, really. That's what I sort of aim for. For myself as well, when I write it, if I don't feel something about it, what I've written, I won't put it out to anybody. But if I write, feel something, if it hits the soul, is what I, the way I say it, it's going to hit you right in the soul. If it brings you back to a memory or something, you feel something, then I'm happy, you know?
Yeah.
And if that makes me rich and famous and rule the world from everything else, happy days. But yeah, as long as it touches people, I'm really happy.
Well, you're an artist, aren't you? So, and you're hoping for that connection to people.
Yeah, because the things I write about is what everybody goes through. And I quite often do get the comments of, how did you know that? Because that's this kind of thing I would say, but I can't. I wouldn't know how to. So that's kind of cool. It just means that I just write what's in my mind, you know. And if you've read some of my vocabulary, it's pretty awful as far as English goes. But it resonates with folks. So that's what I want.
Now, my daughter, she's studying classics up at Leeds University, and they have to study poetry as well as part of all of that. And they go to the length of, you know, why did the poet choose that word in that particular moment? And I know when I've written poetry, sometimes it's because it rhymes.
Yeah.
That's the level I've gone to.
It's exactly it, mate. And I'm the same. If I'm writing a poem, I would not pass any poetry, you know, course, I'm telling you that right now, from anywhere. But I can think of a phrase or a word, and I'll turn that word into a poem because I've felt something from that word. Like I mentioned, empty chair.
Yeah.
My nan. That whole poem stems around the last phrase about this empty chair. But I wouldn't pass any grammar tests or anything like that. I don't think you need to. You know, it's my art. Yeah, like you say, really. And if people want to buy it and read it, fantastic. But I don't think if the people. I'm guessing lecturers would disagree with me, but I don't think we should be measured on that.
No, absolutely not. You've mentioned Empty Chair. Now, I know I had to read it last time. Would it be too much for you to read that one for us in a minute?
Oh, I'd have to find it.
You'd have to find it. I know you've got another one lined up as well for us as well, which I'll let you read that out in a minute. But I know when I read Empty Chair out before, it was quite an emotional thing for both of us. But I would love to hear you reading it, if I'm honest with you. That would be an amazing thing.
I just got to find it. So what I'll do first, because I do have this one lined up.
Yeah.
This one's quite similar. I'll read this one. Now, this is one of the ones that went viral. This one's called The Timeless Ones. So you can kind of guess what it's about as well. But shall I start with that one?
Go for it, Jace.
Okay, mate. When darkness takes me and I can feel no more, when my doorway of life has closed its last door, when my eyes cannot open as there is nothing to see, the timeless ones give me the strength to be me. When the fear of just living makes me feel weak, when the pain makes my heart cry and redemption I seek, when the day has just broken and I long for the night, the timeless ones give me the strength just to fight. When the sound of my laughter is distant and rare, when the hope I once felt turned to despair, when the memories of them play on in my mind, the timeless ones give me the strength to be kind. When I smile because I'm happy and the day seems so bright, when I live for the day now, not the solace of night, when I can be happy and not shed a tear, the timeless ones are present. I feel they are near. When our loved ones lie resting and it hurts just to live, remember they are with you, and this message I give, they are with you forever, they live on somehow. The timeless ones look after you, and they're with you right now.
Again, that's a beautiful poem.
Yeah,
what I love about your poetry is that you know you can hear your heart talking. I know it sounds like the corniest thing in the world to say. But it really is.
It really is. I just sort of describe them as their raw emotion. I can't. I'm rubbish at. If I had to discuss my sort of emotional life with you now, I'd fail abysmally. But I can write it down, and that's how it helps me. You see, and this is another thing that I like to do. While a lot of it is about mental health, it helps me with mine, with my well-being. If I'm worried about something or I'm missing somebody, for example, grief, then I write something down like that, and it does help me to address it. And people on the flip side of that, reading such a thing can also be supportive, and that's the bit I love. That's why I write.
That sounds absolutely fantastic. Now, I'll give you a minute to try and find Empty Chair, which I think probably was my favourite one from the last time that you were on here. Just while you are trying to find that, what kind of are your plans for the future? An ambassador, a sports wearer, you're going to be on TV, which I think might be the future of TV. You never know, that type of thing.
I could be with this ugly mug. Just to get some more book. I would love to be writing full time. You know, that's all that I do, and turn up to gigs and get paid thousands of pounds to read my words. So that would be fantastic, I think. But if you hear a cat, I apologise. My cat, Sergeant Boozle, is right here next to me.
What have you named your cat?
Sorry?
What have you named your cat?
Oh, he's Sergeant Boozle. He is. Did you hear him?
No, I didn't hear him. No, I can see the cat pictures in the background, but what is Sergeant Boozle? How have you got to... Oh, hang on.
Hello. I don't know if you can see
him. Oh, hello, pretty cat.
He's my wife named him Sergeant Boozle. Louis. But his real name is Louis, yeah.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
I know. Well, that's for a different show, sir, I think.
How are you getting on with finding Empty Chair?
I found it just now, mate. So,
amazing.
Right. Are you ready?
So remind us what this one's about.
Okay, yeah. So my nan, God bless her, my beautiful nan, passed quite a few years ago now, but she did sit in this chair. And always sit in this chair, and you miss people, of course, when they're not there. But and then you look over to an empty chair, and you miss them even more, don't you? Yeah. That's what I certainly did. And then it gets you to thinking.
Fabulous.
As to, are they sat in that chair? Are they near you?
Let's have a listen then. Here is Empty Chair.
Empty Chair. The house seems so much darker. The sounds are somewhat grey. The happiness of living left home with you that day. The pictures still remind me that you were really there. But all that I can see now is your favourite empty chair. My whole life I have known you, but now you've gone away. My memories are like movies. In my mind is where they play. Life carries on regardless. They say it gets easier to bear. But they haven't been to my house and seen your empty chair. I'm not sure I should move it. What if you're still here? I know your body is laid to rest, but is your soul and spirit near? I make sure that it's clean, nice and clean. It eases my despair to think that somehow you live on in your favourite empty chair. They say that time's a healer. I'm not sure that that's true. But everywhere I go in life, my thoughts return to you. My heart is always lonely, but I'm too lost to care. I'll carry on just sitting here in your once favourite empty chair. Of course, getting me now.
No, it was so lovely listening to you read it out. I felt an enormous amount of pressure when you were on last time to try and read out these poems and do them justice. But you've just done it beautifully. So, and thank you for getting through it. I could see you getting emotional as it went on.
Thank you for letting me read it, mate. I knew you went.
No, you're all good. You're all good. Jace, thank you so much for coming back onto Radio Bath. I thoroughly enjoy your company. We'll have to go out for a beer at some point.
Absolutely.
That'll be good. And no doubt we'll get you back on to read some more poetry and see how you do when you completely conquer the world.
Thank you for having me on, mate.
My pleasure. See you soon.
Yeah, take care.